Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 167, for Sunday, August 6th, 2017, and day 6 of the 2017 Dog Days Podcasting Challenge. I am back from GeekFest, which was yesterday. It was fun. Had a good time. I mean, it was pretty hilarious, actually. I do have... I may or may not cut it down, I'm not sure. I do have about 10 minutes worth of audio that it took during one period of while we were blowing up Army Men that I am going to put in the feed just as a little, you know, it's going to be one of my days. I'm just going to say, you know, here's a slice of Geek Fest. Not tonight. Why did I get home that late? But I got home, we had to run some errands, blah, blah, blah. So it's, you know, like, it's pushing 10 o'clock at this point, and that's going to be a little more involved than just ranting into the microphone here for a few minutes. So, probably will happen tomorrow. I don't see why I won't be able to get it set up tomorrow, but I don't want to be pushed. After GeekFest, there is a little recovery and like general detoxification that takes a day or two. It's no Dragon Con, but it's a, kind of like a Lamillia Dragon Con. There's a lot of junk food eaten late. You know, it's like crazy crap. So this will probably be an early evening tonight. So I wanted to real quick I went through the list and I have things. In some situations, I have very high-level topics on this list, and then I have some kind of really specific ones that even relate to some of the other higher-level ones, you know, because obviously I'm going to talk about science fiction and science fiction fandom and something at some points. But I put down on the list, in particular, Firefly, the series, and I think I'm just going to pick that for today, because it'll be quick, easy, not, you know, unimportant, but... I'm going to trust my gut from the reasons that some of these things, I just kind of was like writing them down as they came to me, and Firefly stuck out in particular. But the entire universe of it. So not only the series, but also Serenity, the movie. I didn't watch Firefly when it initially came out. I'm trying to remember how long it was. I had a couple that were really pretty excited about it when Firefly came out. But I had read, it was back when I was a regular on Slashdot. If you're going to go, you know, in terms of, I mean, we're not going back in history like the 80s, but we're going back in like internet, you know, World Wide Web history. One of my badges on Slashdot is, I believe I have a 4-digit Slashdot ID. I'm Slashdot user like 8,900 and something, or 9,200. It's near 10,000, but it's still a 4-digit ID. And you know, they have like millions and millions of IDs now. So I was a Slashdot regular for years. I remember reading about it and looking at it and going, sci-fi Western, what's going, it's on Fox. I don't know. And so I didn't watch it. I did not watch Firefly when it premiered. And I don't think I watched it until sometime later. After it had been canceled. I had at least one friend who thought it was really good. He was talking about it. I didn't actually look this up. I don't remember when Serenity came out. I saw Serenity in the theater. I think that was several years later, though. I saw Serenity in the theater, so at that point I was already a fan, and I had watched it. And I do remember... So at some point during that period, I don't remember if I changed my mind, or if my buddy Lee just, like, lent me the DVDs and encouraged me to watch them, or what. But, so at some point in there, you know, you get the DVDs, and one of the, you know, the people who are fans will know this stuff. You know, one of the stupid things that happened with Firefly is they didn't even show the pilot as the first episode. The pilot, the long episode that, you know, explains all the characters and how they get together and how they know each other was not the first episode that was shown, you know, on TV. That was the second episode, The Train Job. And it just kind of dropped you. It was very, it was one of the more Western-y episodes. You know, it was, it dropped you right into the middle of the story with no, and you've obviously got these people that are still working out their personal dynamics with each other, but you don't get to actually see where, you know, all that stuff came from, which is all in the pilot. Again, I didn't see it at the time. I think they dumped the pilot into, for some reason, I'm thinking, I remember that once they canceled it, they actually showed the pilot like the end. That could be wrong, but obviously when you get the DVDs, you can watch them in the correct order. So I watched them in the correct order from the DVDs. I thought it was awesome. It was a great story, and well done. You know, a lot of good acting, and so I remember going to see Serenity in the movie theater, and, you know, being really excited about the fact that they were trying to, you know, kind of keep it alive, revive it. Which, you know, nothing else came of that, but I was pleased that they were able to do it, and I also enjoyed the movie as well. I probably like the series better. You know, there's the vibe is a little different in the movie, and obviously things happen that, you know, didn't happen in the series. I'm trying to be spoiler-ish free for people who haven't watched it for some reason, but it was good. I enjoyed both of them. I don't know if I have Serenity, which wouldn't be a bad purchase. But I do have the Firefly DVDs. I have the DVDs. I have them all ripped. I also usually keep track of where they are on the various streaming services and stuff, and have watched them regularly since. It's a show that I've watched, rewatched multiple times and enjoyed when I do so. So for TV, I mean, they're obviously, you know, I'm keeping the big ones out of it right now. I'm not even gonna, you know, throw them out there, but. For a sci-fi TV show, it's pretty high up on my list. I would have to sit down and actually think through, you know, a ranking or whatever, but it is certainly in the top tier for me. It's a very enjoyable show. I liked it. It was the first time pretty sure it was the first time I'd ever seen Nathan Fillion. I don't actually know, you know, what he had done in his career before that, how early that was in his career. You know, as an aside, I'm also a big fan of Dr. Horrible Sing Along Blog, which, you know, he was also in, and I saw after that. You know, and then, you know, I've watched, I work for Turner Broadcasting, and you're not required to watch TNT, but, you know, it's on the TV a lot, you know, when you're just kind of like watching the TV's movie wallpaper, and I've gone through, you know, years of having hours of Castle on at a time on the TV. You know, working from home or whatever. I love most of the actors in there. I really like and have enjoyed the other things that they have done since then. So that's it for today. It was Firefly. It's high on my list of TV science fiction. You know, obviously, you know, we lost it before its time. You know, to this day, there are zillions of people still trying to, you know, rejigger it, restart it. I would not want, you know, at this point it's too far gone, and I had like a reboot with different characters and stuff. You just wouldn't. It was, you know, it was one of those lightning in a bottle. It just happened and it was kind of magical, but wasn't really meant to be sort of thing. So sad and happy at the same time almost. But I enjoy it. I would imagine anybody listening to this who had any interest in it has watched it. And then there are people that don't have an interest in that sort of thing, and that's fine. But if for some reason you do like science fiction, you know, vaguely Western-y, you know, if you like kind of more, not like high, not like super science-y technical, but if you like science fiction stuff and you haven't watched Firefly, I would say give it a try. You know, it's kind of an adventure show as much as a science fiction show, but it's got great characters and it's fun to watch. So if on the off chance you are somebody who might be interested in that sort of thing, but haven't given Firefly a chance yet, I would say definitely give it a chance. You can find it on It moves around on the streaming services, I think, but it's somewhere right now. I'm sure you can get it. So that's it for today. This has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find my contact information at kenzoid.com. You got the links there to Twitter and Facebook and email and anyway, Instagram, any possible way that you might want to get a hold of me. My GitHub account is linked from there, I believe. So if you want to get a hold of me, it's easy enough. But my email is kkennedy@kenzoid.com, and feel free to leave a comment on the blog as well. So thanks. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution share alike, version 3.0 US, and we will talk to you tomorrow, probably with some audio from GeekFest. So take care. Bye.